Arbuckle's area of Sakari. Arbuckle's, open up your eyes. Arbuckle's, so rich and aromatic. Brew up a pot of Arbuckle's, boys, and watch the sunrise. Arbuckle's, Ariosa coffee. Arbuckle's, best beneath the western skies. Arbuckle's, when you're rounding up the cattle. Brew up a pot of Arbuckle's, boys, and watch the sunrise. Brew up a pot of Arbuckle's, boys, and watch the sunrise. Arbuckle's will give you the strength to turn that stampeding herd of longhorn cattle. I'm Jim Chilcote, and I'm the leader of a band called the Arbuckle Boys. We specialize in music of the cowboys from the trail drive era. You know, after the Civil War in the late 1860s, Texas was in a terrible economic strait. One of the few things that they had in the way of natural resource were huge herds of Texas longhorns. Some astute cattlemen decided that if they could round up enough of those longhorns and get them to a railway station to be shipped east to be sold as beef, that they might be able to pull themselves out of the economic depression they were in. The only problem was the nearest rail station was about 1,500 miles away, way up in Abilene, Kansas. Not to be daunted, however, ranchers by such names as Sanders and McFadden from Victoria and Pettis and Lott and Reed from Goliad commenced to rounding up those cattle and preparing them to be put on the trail. The singing cowboy of the old days was not just a product of the movies either, not just something that Hollywood dreamed up. It was a historical fact. Cowboys sang to the cattle to keep them from stampeding. Apparently, Texas longhorns were about the most skittish critter that God ever placed on the great parched prairie, and the only thing that would keep them from running was the sound of the human voice. Cattle would stampede at the drop of a hat, or the bolt of a jackrabbit, or the sound of a clap of thunder way off in the distance on a quiet night. Why, the worst stampede in trail drive history occurred when a little speck of chewing tobacco blew into the eye of a lead steer, causing them all to jump up and run. They lost a third of that herd over a cliff. Stampedes could be very, very dangerous, so as I said, it was very important to keep those cattle quiet. Singing was so important on a trail drive that some astute trail bosses would actually hire a couple of cowboys to go along with the outfit, not because they were such good cowboys at roping and riding, but because they could sing. That's how important it was. As I was out walking one morning for pleasure, I spied a young cowboy riding along. His hat was kicked back and his spurs was a-jingling. As he was riding, he was singing this song. Whoopie tie-yo, get along, you little doggies. Sure misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie tie-yo, get along, you little doggies. Know that Wyoming will be your new home. Early in the springtime, we'd round up the doggies. We'd rope them and brand them and bob off their tails. Round up the horses, load up the chuck wagons, throw the little doggies out on the trail. Whoopie tie-yo, get along, you little doggies. Sure misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie tie-yo, get along, you little doggies. Know that Wyoming will be your new home. Well, your mama, she comes from way down in Texas, where the jimson weed and the sandburrs grow. We'll fill you up on prickly pear and choya till you're ready for the trail to Idaho. Whoopie tie-yo, get along, you little doggies. Sure misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie tie-yo, get along, you little doggies. Know that Wyoming will be your new.